This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
That's right, folks. It's Daily Ticker time to kick off the final hour of the show, presented by Pelican Brewing's Hard Hops. Discover Hard Hops, blackberry hop-infused hard seltzer, and experience your hops differently. We're efforting the video part of this situation.
Yes.
I think we're good to go, though. Phone situation.
I think he's sending her a new link.
Thumbs
right now,
up. Okay, we got a new link popping up. Lucy's a good multitasker. She knows what she's doing.
She's
we can talk on the phone. We can open emails. We'll figure it out. Joining us now is our great friend Lucy Burge, at Lucille Burge on Twitter, DraftKings Sportsbook partner. And Lucy, good morning to you. How did the week one of gambling go for Lucy Burge in the NFL?
Well, good morning. I just clicked join, so I hope that maybe the video will pop up. It was okay. I did have the Patriots, and that didn't really go so hot. So, you know, it's the way it goes. But I did have the Bills, so that worked out very well. Sweated that one out. So it was okay, but I am looking to improve for week two.
Okay. We're all in that same spot. I had the Raiders, but everything else I hit did not hit. It was awful for me.
It's a preseason start for all of us.
Right.
You know, you got to work out the kinks early in the season.
Shake off the rust. Look, not a great start, I would say, to the season for Drake May and Mike Vrabel, but it's week one, so we'll see what they go against Miami this week. What was the bigger story in Boston for Lucy Burge? Drake May and the offense looking inept, or Bill Belichick beefing with the Patriots and Vrabel while Vrabel's trying to not beef with the former commander-in-chief of the Patriots, Bill Belichick?
Yes, this Bill Belichick situation will not die. This is the story that keeps developing, something new every single week. So I'm not worried about lack of stories around here, though the Patriots did give fans something to be concerned about. There were some questions over, is Drake May bad? And Mac Jones's name is being brought up again as like, who's better, Drake May or Mac? It is Tommy DeVito time in New England, you guys. People are calling for Tommy DeVito.
Tommy Cutlets.
I'm one of them, guys. I want Tommy DeVito to be the starting quarterback. He's interesting. The Bill Belichick story was far more of a big deal here because he said, first of all, that he answered this question and didn't defer or ignore it or say, I'm only answering questions about the team and the game, that he immediately had an answer. He wants people to know how petty, first of all, he's very petty, but how much of a beef he has with the Patriots and with Robert Kraft, because not allowing scouts to come to UNC, Patriots scouts, hurts his players. It's not like, oh, the scouts have anything to do with this. The equivalency does not match up here. I could see, oh, Robert Kraft is not invited to the games. But the scouts not being invited to the games as an extension of the Patriots hurts his players. So this was a bigger story. And another piece of this, because Jordan Hudson is always making headlines, there is a side story here with Jordan Hudson that is also blowing up ahead of this week, is that she was going to be apparently on Dancing with the Stars, reportedly. And she was seen at the game, the UNC game, with her clear bag to be in the stadium with a ripped up contract in the bag. And parts of it were highlighted. It was ripped up so that you could see in the clear bag that a contract was ripped up. And that could have been her Dancing with the Stars contract, perhaps. And she last minute was like, no, I'm not going to, something went wrong. And she ripped it up in a just a dramatic rage and then put it in her bag and was walking around with it. Like, you couldn't put that in the trash, but no, put it in your bag for everyone. And the highlighter was still in the bag. Oh my God. It was just, she is something. So there's multiple things going on. And, you know, the Patriots are one of those stories. Of course,
hand to God, Dirt. I thought she was going to say Jordan Hudson might be pregnant. I was like, oh,
whoa,
that's the next step.
Wait.
This is why we bring Lucy Burge. Who notices stuff like this? There's a ripped up contract. I did see Topanga's doing Dancing with the Stars, and I got very excited about that. I think Topanga's on
10-year-old Andy.
10-year-old Dirt's very excited about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lucy Burge is our guest, at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow on Instagram as well. DraftKings Sportsbook partner and our guest every Wednesday at 9 a.m. I do have a follow-up on the New England side of this, but I'm going to throw a two-parter at you here, Lucy. One, is this like I saw Vrabel did, I don't know if it's his coach's show or whatever, but he's getting asked about this now, and he's having to answer like, no, he's not banned. He was here for the Brady stuff. So this is like almost becoming a distraction for Vrabel and his team to have to talk about it. But just also like, for a coach who was as buttoned up and boring and we're on to Cincinnati as we've ever do your job that we've ever seen. I think the most outlandish thing he ever did was showing up to like a Randy Moss Halloween party dressed up as like a pirate with his former ex-girlfriend or wife.
Or screaming no days off while
or
he's
screaming
having a day
no days off
yeah.
while he's at a day off right. at a Super Bowl parade. If I would have told you that this is what Bill Belichick, like 10 years ago, I tell you, this is what's going to happen to him. Would you have ever believed me?
Yes. Well, first of all, no, not even a chance. What I would be like, oh, that's like fan fiction, that this would be his life right now. It's kind of like, oh, it would be really funny if we knew anything about Bill Belichick's personal life. Linda Holiday, his former girlfriend, he did go to the Randy Moss Halloween party. They both dressed as pirates and he got really into it. And that is still something that people just relish of like, oh, he really got into this party and it's something we didn't expect from him. That's a level one, Bill Belichick. We are at level 10, Bill Belichick, of what we know about his personal life, the ring camera, the whole thing is just so wild. Would never have expected this. And the ring camera being just the first tip of the iceberg of all of this. So, no, I would never, ever, ever have expected that this is Bill Belichick's life right now and that first of all, that he'd be coaching in college and not with the Patriots, and that his girlfriend would be who she is and the age she is and be so, I don't want to say controlled. controlling. I don't know what their relationship
fair.
Really
That's
is.
Fair. Lucy. Say it, Lucy.
You know it. Pants. His girlfriend will wear the pants so publicly in the snakeskin pants, by the way, in the relationship, because she is in her reputation era. She is a Swiftie, so that I never would have expected it. So Vrabel was asked about this on WEEI this week in his weekly interview, and he said he made a very good point about what Belichick said and the difference between Belichick saying I'm not welcome there, and he said that he's allowed at Gillette. So in Belichick, I think he's allowed. He probably just doesn't feel welcome. So there was that differentiation, I guess. But I think Belichick has been back. The Brady night, he was there.
Right.
So for he really wants to make this a point of like, oh, I'd be the victim, basically. It's like, oh, I'm not welcome. And Kraft, I think maybe knowing that this story about the scouts would come out, did say right before this that he wants to and plans to have a Belichick statue outside of Gillette next to the Brady one. And I think maybe that was to head off the like, oh, he's not welcome at Gillette maybe comments. And that's why the scouts are not invited. But I don't know now that Belichick has said this, that there will be a Belichick statue, though, could be out of spite. We invited him.
Yeah.
So.
We want to ask you your week two picks, but I am curious about something we talked about yesterday on our program. Did you see Phillies Karen and this woman at a Phillies Marlin game steal a ball from a little boy and scream at a dad to do so? What would Lucy Burge had raced to get a baseball for her son for his birthday, grabbed the ball instead of Phillies Karen, sprinted over and said, happy birthday, I love you, I'm glad we're here, and then be screamed at? We have two different approaches on this show of how we would have handled it. What would Lucy Burge have done if somebody who's a Phillies Karen is screaming in your face?
Yes, I've spent the past few days actually thinking about what I would do in that situation. Did the dad do the right thing? The Karen obviously is very wrong, because that was insane. That was insane what she did. However, I initially thought the dad was very weak to give the ball back. Why would you give the ball back? However, I now think he did the right thing. In hindsight, of course, I think he did the right thing, because now he looks like a hero and they got all of this stuff in return for giving the ball to her. But I think he did the right thing because he de-escalated the situation, because this woman was very angry and you don't know what she's going to do, and you don't want the situation to escalate and then your son is embarrassed or scared and starts crying. But I think taking the ball back from the son, if I was the son, I'd be crushed. I'd be devastated.
Yeah.
But in the end, I think the dad did the right thing, and I would, I don't know, would I do the same thing? I would probably fight a little bit more and say, look, lady, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? This is not the behavior of someone who is, are you okay? I would ask her, are you okay? And maybe I would have to really think about the situation in terms of, I would not give the ball back right away. I think it would be not as initial in giving the ball back as maybe that dad did, but I think he did the right thing. But I think I maybe would have fought back a little bit more.
Well, so you're in a different situation. You can strike this woman and nobody will judge you for that. Obviously, the guy's not going to do
that. Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Have you been in a fight? You got hands? Are we giving a little jab to Phillies Karen? Like, get out of here, lady. You're crazy.
Yeah, you would be like, oh, look, we should see the other guy. I would say, look, lady, you're crazy. And I don't want to, I will say, yes, maybe I have more of freedom to do that, but I don't want assault charges placed on me, because this woman looks like she has a lawyer on retainer and maybe likes to sue, like Jan Levinson Gould, perhaps, in the office. No Gould. But she seems maybe a little bit irrational. So negotiating with people who are irrational is something that I am get anxiety about, because you know what they're going to do and how they're going to retaliate. So that is true. I've never been in a fight, though I have sustained a black eye, and I felt pretty badass when I had this black eye. So maybe, would I fight her physically? Maybe no. But with words, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword.
That's
and maybe
right.
I would say, you know what? I would just, you know, I would start by asking, are you okay? Because that disarms people sometimes. Because how do you respond to that?
I don't think she is okay. No, I don't. And you are 100% spot on. She's fine. If anything happens there, you're hearing from an attorney immediately.
Right.
There's a lawyer involved
and then,
in that.
She goes back to her section and she starts like giving people the finger.
Oh yeah, she doubled down.
Somebody was like, she's turned full heel. This woman really is not. She doesn't see that she did anything wrong here.
Demented.
At that point, you got to lean into it.
Agreed.
If you're the lady, you can't. You have to stand by your decision to go and berate the dad of the kid whose birthday it is.
She needs crazy behavior. She needs to come out during one of these WWE matches. I swear to God, they could capitalize on
like
this.
The glass breaks and
yes.
It's Philly's Karen walking down the.
She needs to do it. For
here
sure.
She comes! Oh my God! You are the queen of dongs, Lucy. So let's ask. Schwarber's just hitting one every at bat. It feels like at this point, who do we like hitting a dong tonight? And then this weekend, week two. We all had our week one lumps. We're learning the new season. Who do we like this weekend in the NFL?
Yes. So for home runs today, I am taking not Schwarber, but another guy who hits a lot of home runs. I'm taking Shohei Ohtani to hit one tonight. Mm. He is batting .750 against Kyle Freeland with two home runs. So I think there's a pretty good chance he hits one. And then Spencer Torkelson, another one. He has hit a home run off of Carlos Rodon. So, and he's due. He's very due. His last one was in August that he hit. So I am taking Spencer Torkelson as well to hit a home run. And then this week in the NFL, I'm going with the Patriots again. Patriots money line against the Dolphins, because this is a must win for the Patriots. If they go 0-2, we're in disaster territory. So I would say Patriots money line because it's a must win. Tomorrow night, Packers -3.5. I'm taking them against the Commanders because I think this is going to be a tougher test for the Commanders than the Giants were. So I am taking the Packers here to cover. And then the Bills, I am taking, I'm very comfortable, my Super Bowl Bills -7. Against the Jets, I like as well so far.
Okay, great stuff. Lucy Burge, every Wednesday, hopping on the YouTube, working on the phone, the AirPods, we're sending links. There's a lot of stuff going on. She's the best out there covering gambling. DraftKings Sportsbook partner at Lucille Burge. Go give her a follow on all the social media accounts. Lucy, good luck this weekend. Hopefully we see some dongs tonight, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you. Hopefully a double dong night, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.